The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Yishmerem V'Chayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality, and therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen.
Daf Ayin. Today's daf is being studied Lehelu Nishmat Mor Zekini Bi Yosef Ben Sarah ומרד זקנתי יפה בצרה ואברהם בן אסתר לוח השם תניחן בגן עדן אמן תראה זאפס בין סתר רפואה שלמה משה בן שרה משה בן דינה ושרה רוחמה בת רחל ושרה בת רחל אין נערפה נדהם לפות הנפש ופות הגוף רפואתם קרבה לבו וכן ירסון ונאמר אמן ולהצלחת אברהם בן מזל We begin today's daf on daf ayin amud dishon Five lines down. Amar Shemuel, Hai man, de mahule be alunke de farsa'et. A man that was literally smitten by a Persian spear. Mihya lo chaye. So the Gemara says that he's not going to live. It seems that they poisoned their spears, that she says. She says in the fourth line, "Shemitzarfin otam b'me sam hamavet." So there's a poisonous at the tip of it over there. Adahachi vehachi, but in the interim, before he dies, "Nispule besras shemena agumre vehamra chaya." Let him feed him fatty meat on the coals and undiluted wine. If shar dechaye purta mfakid abete, at least it'll give him a little more light. He's able to, let's say, give his last will and testament at least to his family. Amar Rav Idi Bar Avin, Hayman de Ba'la Zibura, the guy that swallowed a hornet. Mechya lo chaye, he's not going to live either. Adahachi ve'achi, in the interim, Nashkir vi'ata de chala shamgaz. Let him drink a revi'it of strong vinegar, that she says, Shamzag chometz hazak. If shad de chaye purta, Again, he might live a little extra longer in order that he could command his house literally to give a last will and testament. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Achal Basar Shor Belefet. If one eats the beef of the shor of the ox with turnips, Velan Balebana, and he sleeps in the open under the moon, Belele Al Ba'asar or Hamisha Asar Betkufat Tammuz. And either the 14th or the 15th of during the summer season, or chazato ahilu, he will get a disease called ahilu. So the Gemara says, Tana, v'hamimalek kereso mechol davar. Anybody that overeats, or chazato ahilu, he will also be seized by ahilu. Amara papa afilu metamre, that even if he fills himself with dates. So the Gemara says, Peshita, what do you mean? Why should dates be different than any other food? Sakatatach amina hu ilva amar mor tamre maspe'an umshahanan umshalshelan umasheran velo mefandkan. The Gemara says a lot of things about dates. Number one, they are maspe'an, they satiate. Umshahanan, they warm the body. Shalshelan, they loosen the bowels. Umasheran, they provide energy. They do not spoil those that partake in them. Even though the dates are sweet, as she says, all these words here, Mishanan Mehamemot, Mishalchelan, Mishalchelot, Mashiran not not kawa, velom fankan, enam mit anegot etalev liot istenis. Doesn't make the person an istenis. Even though they are sweet, but they don't become like, you become spoiled, let's say, that, you know, perverse foods and things like that. So you would have thought, Imalo, with all the good things that are said about dates, you would have thought that maybe they don't bring on Ahilu, Kamash Malan, but all the good things that it does, but overeating them can also bring the disease of Ahilu. My Ahilu, what is Ahilu? Amar Abil Azad, Eshel Atzamot, fire of the bones. Certain type of fever that comes from the bones. My eshel asamot, marabaye esh garmi. He says the reverse, bone fire. Fire of the bones, bone fire. Which means that's the name of it. Which means this is the terminology that they call it. Esh garmi could be it goes into the bones itself. No, that's what it says. It eats the marrow. Okay. So, my asute, what's the remedy? Right, the nurse said, because he didn't have a mother, it was yatum. So, he has all medical beverages that a person takes. Normally, you take either for 3 days, 7 days, or 12 days. That's tlata v'shiva utresar v'hai ad mitaseh. But this remedy, you got to take it until the patient is cured. Kolehu shakyane alibadere kana. Normally, you take a medicine on an empty stomach. V'hai, but this medicine batal de'achal v'shate v'ayil lebet hakiseh v'nafiku mashay yadeh. This you take after one has eaten and he drank, he went to the bathroom, relieved himself, and washed his hands. Umaitule buna nishtita de tlafhe. Fistful of lentil porridge. Nice. Ground lentils and salt. Vinigbelinu ubuna de hamna atikan, a fistful of aged wine. Vinigbelinu bade adad vinichul. Knead them together and eat the mixture. Vinichroch. Wrap himself in blankets and go to sleep so he sweats. Yeah. Nobody is to wake him up until he rises on his own. Undisturbed. You know, I sweat a lot. When he gets up, take the blankets off immediately. And if you don't do that, the illness may return. Amma le Eliyahu le Rabbi Natan. Eliyahu Navi told the Rabbi Natan, Echol shlish, ushte shlish, ve'anach shlish. This is eating habits. Eat a third of your satiation, drink a third of your capacity, and leave a third unfilled. Neshetichos, ta'amod al milu'echa. If you get angry, you'll be filled to capacity, which means the anger fills the stomach as well. But anger causes the stomach to feel full, which means if you have extra room in your stomach and you get angry, so it'll be okay. But if you don't leave any extra room in your stomach and you get angry, so then already becomes sick. So leave some room for the anger. Tani de bihiya. Harotzeh shelo labo lidei choli me'ayim. If a person wants to be spared from intestinal illness, yeh ragil b'tibul kayitz b'choref. Dip his bread into vinegar or wine in the summer and the winter. Sa'udatcha she'anatcha minna. Any meal that gives you pleasure, mesuch yadecha emenna, withdraw from it. Do not overindulge in the pleasurable foods. Do not delay when you need to relieve yourself. Specifically, gedolim, person has to go, he goes. Do not delay. Amar mor ugba, hayman deshate tilya chivra. One who drinks white tilya. It's an inferior type of wine, he says. Ohazato vitek. He is seized with feebleness. Amar of Hazda, Shitin Mine Hamrahavu. There are 60 types of wine. Ma'alya dikhulu sumkari hatana. The best one is the aromatic red wine. Biri'a dikhulu, the worst one is Tilya Hivra, that's the white Tilya. Amar of Yehuda. Hay mandiyativ besafrane nisan gabinura. One who sits near a fire on Nisan mornings, v'shayif b'sha, v'nafik v'yativ b'shimshan, and oils himself, and he goes sits in the sun. Uchazoto v'tek, he is seized by this feebleness. Rabbanan, hekiz dam v'shimesh mitato. If one let blood, and then he had tashmish on the same day. Havyando banin vitkin. He has feeble children, which was the pregnancy from that relation causes weak children. Both of them had bloodletting, and they engaged in tashmish on that day. They have children that have barminan ra'atan. That's something in the brain, something in the cranium. This is talking about where they didn't eat anything from the time that they let blood to the time of the relation. But if they tasted something in between, they have nothing to be concerned about, which is their offspring will not be afflicted. Well, but he says over here that the Rambam writes that it's still detrimental to one's health to engage in relations on the day of bloodletting, as well as the day before and the day after. But it won't affect the children if you ate in between. Amar Abba Rav Huna, Bamin Adirek v'shimish mitato. A person arrived home from the road and he engaged in relations that day. Huh? Havyando banim vitkin. So he'll have feeble children. Okay, it seems the travel is by foot, as was mentioned, because of the Torah, the difficulty of it. Tanur banan, habavet beta kise. Person comes out of the bathroom. Al yishamish mitato. He should not engage in relations. Ad sheyishesh shiur hatzi mil. He should wait the time it takes to walk half a meal. It's about 9 minutes. The demon that's in the bathroom accompanies him. If he had relations, God forbid his children have epilepsy. He has relations while he's standing. He will get a severe cramp. Miyoshev, while sitting, Ohazoto delaria. Well, I'll explain that. Himilema'la vehumilemata, which means she is above and he is below, Ohazato delaria as well. My delaria, Amar Yoshua ben Levi, Sam delaria dardara. Well, the antidote for delaria, telling you the remedy first, is dardara. That's what it is, saffron?
Saffron.
Okay. My dardera, my rabbiye, murika de joche. Right, the saffron that goes by the wild thorns. The papa, alis ubalale. The papa would chew on it and swallow the saffron. The papi, alis vishadile. He would chew on it and spit it out, different ways of taking it. My rabbiye, yishenu baki bederich eretz. One that's impotent. So how does he fix that? Laitet lat kifize kurteme de hohe. Let him bring revi'it. Actually, three revi'its of saffron that grew in a field fertilized with sheep manure. Okay. Vinedokinu, and let him grind it up. Vinishtekinu behamra vinishte. Let him boil them in wine and drink the mixture. That's for impotence. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan said, "Hein, hein, achziruni na'aruti. This concoction returned me to my youth. Seems Rabbi Hanan took it. Shlosha devarim mechayshim kocho shel adam. There are three items that drain a person's strength. Ve'elu hen. Pachad, derech, ve'avon. Anxiety, travel, and sin. So Rashi says, what are we talking about over here? Rashi, ways down, says, pachad, what kind of pachad are we talking? De'aga shedo'eg al davar ha'atid. Anxiety on something that's in the future. Kegon tirud mizonot, he's worried about his panasa. Or pachad oyev, he's worried about war. These type of anxieties cause a person to get sick. They weaken a person. So the Gemara says, pachad, how do we know that these fears weaken a person? Dichtiv, libi seharhar. My heart is engulfed. Seharhar is engulfed with anxiety. My strength has left me. Derech, a person who travels, David HaMelech says, Inab aderech kochi. Right? He got afflicted from the strength of his way. Avon, dichtiv, kashal ba'avoni kochi. Right? Because of his sin, his strength became failed. Shlosha devarim matizin gufo shel adam. Three things tear down a person's body. Okay, some say matishim. Ve'elu hen, achal me'omed, if he eats while standing. Shatam me'omed, he drinks while standing. V'shimish mitato me'omed, or he has tashmish amita while standing. Hamisha kerovim lemita yoter men ha'chayim. Five things bring a person closer to death than life. It sounds like any of these five things over here. And it seems if he does them on a constant basis, maybe not one time. Ve'eluhen, achal ve'amad. If a person eats and stands up immediately, it seems he's supposed to sit a little to let the food settle a little. Shata ve'amad. He drinks and he gets up right away. Hikiz dam ve'amad. He let blood and he stood up immediately. Yashan ve'amad. He went to sleep and he gets up immediately. He doesn't take a moment. Shimesh mitato ve'amad. He had relations and he just got up immediately. Shisha ose otan miyad mit. There are six items that if he does these items, it's going to say he does all these items, he dies immediately. Again, he has to do all six to die. Hababa derech v'nit yaga. The guy came home from the road, he was exhausted. He keys down, then he let blood. V'nichnas tebet temerchaz, then he went into the bathhouse. V'shata v'nishtaker, he got drunk. V'yashen al gabe karka, he slept on the ground. V'shimesh mitato. He will die. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, V'usha asa'an kisidran. He's got to do it in that order. If he wants to die. Amar Abaye, kisidran met. If he follows the order, he dies. Shelo kisidran halish. But if he goes out of order, he just becomes weak. Ini, what are you talking about? V'ay mi'urat, avda lele avda. Talat minayu umit. Mi'ura was the name of a lady. She had a slave. She did three of these systems to her slave, and the slave died only from three of them. So the Gemara says, ha'u kahushava. He was weak to start off with. So therefore he couldn't endure it. So just the three items already killed him. Shemona ruban kasheu mi'utan yafim. The following eight items are harmful in abundance, but beneficial in moderation. Ve'eluhen. Derech ve'derech eretz. That's travel and tashmish amita, relations. Osher u'melacha. Wealth. Wealth is good in moderation. Too much wealth is no good because it takes a person away from the study of Torah.
Melacha, melacha is good, like we learned. Keeps a person busy, causes him to sweat also. We said it's healthy. But too much also is not good. Ya'in v'shena. Little wine is good. Little sleep is good. Too much is no good. Hamin, warm water, very good. Bathe in water, hot water is good. Drinking hot water is good, in moderation. Hakazat dam also, bloodletting is good in moderation. So those are the eight items. Shimona mima'atim etazera. There are eight items that diminish the semen of a man. Ve'eluhin, hamelach, salt. Hara'av, hunger. Netek is like a form of leprosy. Bichia, crying. Shena al gabe kalka, sleeping on the ground. Gudganiyot, eating coriander. Ukshut shelo bizmana, eating hops that are not in season. Vakazat dam lemata keflayim, if a person lets blood below the bottom part of his body, that's twice as harmful to the production of the zerah than the items we mentioned. Tana. Kashem shekashe lemata keflayim, kach yafe lemala keflayim. Just like we said, bloodletting on the bottom part of the body is twice as harmful as any of the other items. Bloodletting on the top half of the body is twice as beneficial to the zera. Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa comes along and says, lemata, lemata min abetzim. When we say above and below, so the line of demarcation is the betzim. Below it is harmful to the zera, minimizes the zera, and above it is beneficial. Ukshut shelo bizmana, eating hops that are not in season. Tana, keshem shekashe shelo bizmana, just like hops are harmful when you eat them out of season. But they are beneficial in season. Amar Papa Zmana Tamuz. What's the season for the hops? Summer. Shalom Zmana Tevet. That's the winter, not out of season. Yomen Nisan veYomet Tishre. Well, in the spring and the fall, Lo Ma'alu veLo Kashu. So they're puff. They're neither beneficial nor they are harmful. Okay, that ends the Sugya of Refuot. And now we go back to our study of the Mishnah. Amar, a guy tells his shaliach, "Kitvu get leishti." Guys, is write a get for my wife. Ve'achazo kurdiyakos, and he got this demon that possessed him called the kurdiyakos. The Chazar ve'amar, so what did he do then? He changed his mind when he got possessed. He said, "Al tichtibu, don't write it." So we said in the Mishnah, "En devarav acharonim kelum." His later words are nothing because he has no doubt. He's possessed. So you pay no attention to his second words. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kotvim v'notnim get le'altar. You give the get immediately, that she says on the second line. Ve'afilu betoch cholyo. Even when he has this kurdiyakos, you write the get and you give the get. Ve'u'il ve'amar kodem lachin. Since he said it when he was healthy. Ve'lo amrilan shotehu. We don't consider the kurdiyakos guy a shoteh that he cannot get divorced. Since he gave the instructions when he was healthy, Rishtaki says, even though he has kurdiyakos now, write the get immediately and let the shaliach give it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, En kodvin ela lichshe yishtape. He says, no. You don't write the get and give it until he gets better. Which means you don't have to get his permission again, because he gave his permission already. But the point is you got to wait until the guy has his da'at back in order to write it and deliver it. What's the reason of Rish Lakish? He says you give the get immediately. And from the language of the Mishnah, Mishnah says that his last words are nothing. Therefore what? Give the get. Means what? When he gets better, You don't got to ask him again. He still wants to give the get. But you don't give it until he actually gets better. So now we're going to give the source, the root of the machloket. Now you understand the machloket. What's the sevara of the machloket over here? The shlakish looks at a guy that's kudiyak, or it's like he's sleeping. Can a person give a get when he's sleeping? Of course he can. To a shaliyah. He doesn't have to be up when the get is given. He can be sleeping in his bed. So long as he gave the get to a shaliyah, so he can give it. So he looks at the guy that has kodiyakos as a guy that is sleeping. Not a shote. Rabbi Hanan medamed el shote. Rabbi Hanan says, no. The guy with kodiyakos is a shote. And therefore you cannot give a get when the guy is in a state of shote. So it's about look at how severe is kodiyakos. You look at him like a sleeping guy, which is okay to deliver the get in that situation. Yeah. Or do you look at him as a shote? Rabbi Hanan medamed el yashin. Oh, okay. How come Rabbi Hanan doesn't compare to a sleeping guy? So he says, Yashin no mechusar ma'aser. A sleeping person is not lacking any action. He just needs to get up. Once he gets up, he's normal. Hay mechusar ma'aser. But here, he needs an action. Like we learned in the Gemara above, there's a remedy for this guy. Until he takes his remedy, it's not going away. So it's worse than sleeping. Sleeping is passive. He just needs to get up and he's better. This guy, he needs to do an action. Take the basar agumren or the wine, whatever we said to cure the kudiyat, because whatever is worse. Rishtakish, why don't you compare the kudiyakos guy to a shote? Shote lo samya bidan. We don't have the cure of a shote. It's not in our ability to cure a shote. But here we have the cure. What's the cure? Bislasum ka gumre. Give him the meat with the on the coals. Vehamram marka. And the what? Diluted wine. So therefore, you can cure the guy. So therefore, it's not a shote. Oh, the Gemara asks, Umi Amar, Rabbi Yohanan Ache, did indeed Rabbi Yohanan compare the person with kudiyakos to a shote? Why? Ve'a amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel shachat bo shenayim or rov shenayim. Interesting. Fellow went and killed his friend. He slaughtered him in the neck. Two simanim. Cut the windpipe and the food pipe. Either he cut both of them or the majority of both of them. The Ramaz, and the guy, the victim, we'll call him the Nishat, gave a remez to the Shaliach, Ve'amar kidvu get le'ishti. He signaled that he wants to give a get to his wife before he dies. Hey, he doesn't want it to fall to Yibum, and so on and so forth. So in that stage of death, he signaled, Hare elu yichtebu v'yitnu. So the deen is, the Shaliach writes the get and gives it. V'tanya, we learned furthermore, in the Braita, Ra'u miguyad. Let's get the words. Miguyad, she says, Mihutach b'hatichot. The guy was cut up into pieces. That's the Nishat. Ot saluv ala tziliba. Boy was hanging on the gallows. V'ramaz, and he hinted. V'amar, kitvu get l'ishti. So he gave the get. Now, what do you see from over here? You see from over here, now this guy over here is, well, I guess his da'at is still considered,
he's mortally wounded.
He's going to die. This guy, l'cha'ora. So why is that a question of Yohanan? Because Yohanan said what? The case of the Kudiyakos guy, we consider him a shote. So he says, how come you don't consider him like a sleeping guy? So he said, because the shote, what was the Yohanan's reason? You gotta wait until he gets better. Yeah. So what? So this guy over here, I guess he's gonna die.
mind becomes confused, just right.
So he's like a shoteh at that point.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Gemara's analogy, at least in the point. The Gemara's going to reject it, but in the question, the Gemara's assumed that a guy that's about to die is flustered.
Confused.
He has behala, he has confusion. He knows it's over.
Yeah.
And still, Rabbi Hanan said, you can tell the Shaliyah, write the get. So why is he different than the Kurdiakos guy that you can't write it in such a stage? That's the question against Rabbi Hanan. Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. Are you comparing? There's no comparison. Hatam Data Silutahi. In the case of the way he's dying, his brain is still clear. But he's starting to feel the weakness of death, said him, but he still has his brains.
Right.
But in this case over here, his mind is already mibulbal, as she says. So there's a difference between a Kurdiyakos guy and a guy that's dying. At least he has his brains, but he just has weakness. So therefore it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
No analogy. Now we ask you a question on Shmuel. Shmuel, you said that if the guy's on his deathbed, or whatever, in this case, maybe they slaughtered Rav Shnayim, or he's being hung, or he's cut up the pieces, he could tell the Shaliyah, write the get, and they write it. Did Shmuel say such a thing? V'amar of Yehuda mar Shmuel, Shachat bo Shnayim, or Rav Shnayim, Ubarach. The guy ran away. The Nishchat. They cut his neck off. Two simanim, and the guy ran. Mi'idim alaf. So they're able to testify that he died. Which means, even though you didn't see the guy die, they can go back to the wife and say, we saw the guy's dead. If they saw up to that stage when they slaughtered Shnayim, you can fairly testify that the guy's dead. Why? So his wife was able to get married. So the question is then, how can he give the get? But if you're telling me, Shmuel, that he's alive, because he said he can give a get, he can say to the Shaliyah, write a get and give it, that assumes that what? He's alive, but you can't give a get after he's dead. Make up your mind. How could you testify to his wife that he's dead if you allow him to write a get? Make up your mind. That she says, she says, "Me'idim alav shemet la'siyat eshto." So the Gemara says, "Amre hayu v'sofo lamut." Right. Which means at the time that he gives the get, he's alive. There's no question. The get is considered mehayim. But in the event that he didn't get the chance to give a get, they could testify because this guy is surely going to die. So there's two stages over here. He's alive. He's alive. He can give the get when he's alive. You can get it done. The question is, you didn't give a get, so you can already testify, even you didn't see the guy actually dead, but he's going to certainly die. Oh, if he's certainly going to die, so the murderer, if he did this bishogeg, by mistake he killed him, bishogeg, he should go to exile. The law is normally a murderer bishogeg goes to Eid Miklat. Alama Tanya, but why did we learn then? Shachat bo shnayim or rov shnayim, areze eno gole. Again, if you tell me he's certainly going to die, the proof of the pudding is that he's going to certainly die, that you say that the witness can testify that he's dead. That means he's going to die for sure. So then why doesn't the murderer go to Galut? So the Gemara answers two answers. Ha itmar ala, amar bo shaya, Haishinan Shema Ruah Bilbalto. Because maybe he didn't die from the actual cut. He died from the fact that the air, the wind went into the wound and caused him to die. But if it wasn't for the wind, he wouldn't have died. So therefore you cannot say it was directly from the guy, from the murderer. He was just a gorem. But it was the wind that went in and killed him.
Okay.
And therefore you can only send the guy to Galut if he himself was the cause. This was a contributing factor. Inameh, who kirev et mitato? Or the guy himself brought the death upon himself from the shaking. He was jumping around. He cut his neck.
So the guy now was flexing and moving all over the place, so he brought his death upon himself. Rashi says, Al Yedesh Pirkes. The guy is for sure going to die. Either the wind's going to get him or his own shaky is going to get him. But you can't send the guy to Galut for that. So the Gemara says, "My benayu." Now what's the nafka minah? What's going to put him in? Either the wind that goes inside to the wound or his jumping around. So the Gemara gives two nafka minot. Ikabinayu de shahate bebeta de shisha uferkes. He murdered him in a marble house. Marble house, there's no wind. The wind can't get in. The marble house is fully protected. But what? After he cut his neck, the guy was jumping around. So according to the reason of ruach, there's no ruach over here. But according to the reason of jumping around, there is. So therefore he's patur. Iname de shahate bebarra. Oh, he slaughtered him outside where there is wind and he didn't jump around. So therefore, according to the opinion that says wind, he's innocent. According to the opinion that says perkes, he's guilty because no perkes. So therefore we have nafkaminot where the murder actually happened. Just let's read the top of the Tosfot team over here. Look at the top Tosfot for a second. Diktani en bedvarav acharonim klum miyitura lashon diyek, which means according to Rabbi Yohanan held that the guy that had kurdiyakos, you gotta wait till he gets better, until you give the get. So they asked him, how do you know that? Because it says in the Mishnah, and bedvarav acharonim klum. That means when he changes his mind during the kurdiyakos, it's nothing. So where do you learn from that that you don't give the get till he gets better? All it says is that his backing out is nothing. So Tosfot says miyitura lashon diyek, from the extra language. It should have said that when he backs out, write it and give it. Doesn't matter. The fact that it said in b'dvarav acharonim klum, so it's mashma, they didn't tell you to write it. They're telling you it's nothing but wait. That's the yuk that he's making from the lashon of the Mishnah. Iname diyik medelot tana en sarich lebotko pa'am sheniyah. From the fact that it didn't say that you have to check him a second time. Da'ava mashma shememtini mi'ad sheyishtafeh. Which means that the yuk is because the Mishnah didn't say you got to ask him again, but it's mashma you still got to wait. You just don't have to ask him again because he did. Bottom line, he did say when he was healthy. So that's how Rabbi Yohanan knew what from our Mishnah. Look at Tosafot veRamaz veAmar kedvu get leishti, and the guy was cut his neck off, cut his simanim, and he gave a remez to give a get to his wife. Kegon, she'amru lo nechtov get le'ishtecha. They asked him, should we write a get to your wife? Virkin berosho, and he nodded his head. V'shem me'en sarik lebotko, kemo b'matnitin, mishum de'it be'da'ta siluta. He don't got even check, because this case over here, the guy's got da'at silula, and therefore, he means it, and he knows what he's talking about. Okay. Hatam da'ata silutai. So there we said is different than the Kurdiakos case, because at least he has clarity. Tosfot says, Lo yadana benu Yitzhak ad matay yahashev da'ata siluta. How long do you consider this guy with clarity? Would stay him. Eventually the guy's going to lose his clarity. He's dying. We're not talking about where you ask them and you have to test them at the time of the get. Okay, until you know that the guy is out of his mind, you can assume that what? He's da'at siluta. What about a shchiv mera? We said a shchiv mera can also give a get. Where's his da'at? Omeri, that tzarik lizeh shelo yitkalkel Ben ketiva l'netina. Wow. You got to make sure that the shechimera still has his da'at till the get was given. Which means, let's say he told the get to be given, he was da'at sidula. So they wrote it. But by the time they gave it, the guy already was lost his da'at. So that's worse than the kurdiyakos. That guy's not getting better. The imnit kalkel bintayim, he now, if he got worse in between, even if he got better in the end, in mu'il afilu shtakish. Why? Because it's uncurable. The shtakish's whole logic was that the kurdiyakos guy you can cure. But the shkiv mera, there's no cure for the shkiv mera. So therefore, even the shakish will agree the get is not a get. So if a shkiv mera says to give a get, you got to make sure to speed it up to give it when the guy still has da'at. Upa'amim sheshkiv mera eno bedato. And sometimes the shkiv mera is not in his da'at. Umesefeka I hashbir lekeshote oshema tunba be'alma odenakte chesendamen. You have to know it's a safek really. How are you considering? Is he like sleeping? Is he like a shote? Masafka, so giving a get of a shechimera is not such a simple thing. It really has to be an assessment what his mental state is, if he has the ability of clarity to give the get. Next to Svot V'Isla, Kadata Chayu, he's telling me, Shemuel, that he's alive, that he could give the get. Am I Mi'idim? What are you testifying that he died? Sad Kadata the Mi'idim Alash Shekivar Met Ka'amar. Umeshani, no, hi. He's alive at the point that he said to give the get. So for Lamut, Altar Kodim Shei Yetiru Bedin Linaseh. I thought for sure he's going to die eventually. Good. Ela Me'ata Yegole Al Yado. So if he's for sure killing him, he should go to Galut. The Shmuel Pari, the Kevah, the Kevah, the Met Altar, Ayalo Le Galut. Good. Tosfot, Hashin Ad Shema Hanuach Bilbalto. Only when he kills Bishogeg do we start to attribute maybe the wind did it and all that. Aval b'mezid, but if he killed the guy b'mezid, le'olam hayav. This is a sivarat to poter him from galut on a shogeg case. But if the guy on purpose went and did this item, I don't care what killed him in the end of the day. Why the Shema Yesh Shum Derasha Gabe Galut? Tosfot doesn't know, but Tosfot, maybe there's a special Derasha that you don't go to Galut unless it's no, not Mizid. We know Mizid doesn't go to Galut unless it's directly caused by the guy. He says maybe there's a Derasha somewhere. Tosfot's bothered by this. What do you mean? Bottom line, killed him. So he says it has to be some Derasha by Galut that exempts him unless it's directly he did it without a contributing cause. Sheyesh Chiluk Ben Galut Lemita. He gives a different halukim between galut and mitah. It could be a haluk like this as well. Bebeta de shisha o de lo perkes. So the Kibbalah gave enough kamina. Either they killed him in a marble house where there's no wind, but he shook, or he killed him outside where there is wind and he didn't shake. It's enough kamina between two answers. Mor hashiv bilbul aruach kiruv mitah yoter mekpekus. And one rabbi looks at the wind damage more than the perkus. And one looks at the moving. Okay. Now, v'tarvayu ba'ush yamut machmat arotzeach v'lo machmat avar ahed. That's both agree. That's got to be machmat arotzeach, not because of other factors. Okay. Baruch anu ala olam. Amen.